Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, how you doing? It's your girl Juicy Renee, and it is Friday, February 20th, 2015, and it is a glorious day in the Lord. How you doing? I have a few juicy things to discuss today, and I'm really excited about it. And I hope you guys are liking the show so far. To be honest with you, I haven't really liked the past couple of weeks. It's because I wasn't really prepared, and there's been a lot of things going on in my life personally that I've been dealing with. So I got to try to focus on not letting the outside things affect my craft. You know what I'm saying? Today I'm going to be talking about keeping the faith. That's going to be during the inspirational words segment. I'm also going to be talking about when will he make me his girlfriend during the Ask Juicy segment. I'm also going to talk about a guy or men that have sex with women but don't want a title. I'm also going to get into the Real Housewives of Atlanta and Empire, of course, on the Reality Rewind segment. And y'all know that I be on CP time. And for all of you that may be listening that don't know what CP time is, that is colored people time. I know y'all saying it with me. I know y'all saying it. Let's say it again. Colored people time. Yes, I be on that as far as the I Love Fashion segment because I'm so colored. Happy Black History Month. So I want to get started with the I Declare Day 7. This is the inspirational word segment. I like to start my segment or my show off with something positive, you know, to get the juices flowing and get us feeling good and get us in the right mindset. So today we're on Day 7, I Declare by Joel Osteen, and it states as follows. I declare that God has a great plan for my life. He is directing my steps, and even though I may not always understand how, I know my situation is not a surprise to God. He will work out every detail to my advantage. In his perfect timing, everything will turn out right. This is my declaration. You know, God knows every disappointment, every loss, every challenge. He's already recorded every part of your life, from the beginning to the end. The good news is your story ends in victory. Trust me. But here's the key. When you go through a disappointment, when you go through a loss, you don't stop on that page. You don't focus on that and lurk on it. You keep moving forward. There's another chapter in front of you, but you have to be willing to walk into it. Sometimes we focus too long on trying to figure out why something didn't work out the way we wanted, maybe why a marriage didn't last, a relationship didn't last, why we didn't get the promotion at a job that we worked so hard for. You know, you may not understand everything that you've been through or, you know, that you're going through. But if you just keep pressing forward, don't let the bitterness get to you and don't become resentful. And just have faith that God is going to come through for you and he's going to bless your work. Keep on moving. You know, because life is like a puzzle piece. Or millions of puzzle pieces, little tiny ones. You know those big puzzles? When I was little, I was kind of like a dork or nerd. I still am. And puzzles and reading were like my two big things. And I love puzzles. And the older I got, the bigger the puzzles got for me. And, you know, those big puzzles, I would work on them and I was determined to figure it out. And to me, that's what life is like. Life is like a million of little pieces to a puzzle. And sometimes you may have a piece in your hand, and you're like, but where does this go? It's driving me crazy. Sometimes you got to put the piece down, let it go, focus on what you can, you know, the other pieces that you know that do go together, get it together, focus. And, you know, once you do that, your picture will start coming together more. And then all of a sudden you'll realize, oh, snap, here's the space for that missing puzzle piece that I was questioning. You know, that's that dilemma that you were dealing with in life. So sometimes you got to let, a lot of times, actually, you have to let things go and just let God deal with it. Let go and let God, seriously. And I know y'all are probably, oh, she's saying that, oh, that's cliche. No, let go and let God. He has the answer. He can fix things that you can never fix, that you can't even think about fixing, because we're not capable. But he's God, so he is. So you may not see it yet, but God has the right pieces to make your puzzle fit together. That puzzle may not make sense right now, but don't be discouraged. There's always another piece to the puzzle. I'm going to play a little Keri Hilson. I want you guys to think about what I just talked about keeping the faith, and I'll be right back. And when I come back, I'm going to get into the Ask Juicy segment. And let me tell you, it's going to be juicy. They can sing and they be doing all that. It's like, hi, yeah. Welcome to the juice. Hey, y'all, I'm back. Now it's time for the Ask Juicy segment. Now, I mentored a couple of young women that I've met in my life that needed a little guidance. And they become like little sisters to me. And I was talking to one of them the other day, just catching up. I talk to them weekly. Just catching up and finding out what's going on in her life. And, you know, I'm encouraging her to go to college and to not have sex and to keep God first, go to church, you know, and just try to do the right thing and just focus on her goals and her passion in life. So she's dating this guy, okay, and she asked me this question that just stuck out so sore to me in my heart. She said, when will he make me his girlfriend? And I told her to stop giving him the girlfriend experience for free. You know, it's not difficult to get commitment. If you want a man to commit, you have to prove that you're not like other girls. A lot of times, as women, we expect so much from the man, but we don't have anything to contribute to give, but we just think that we're supposed to get, and that's not the fact, you know. And when I told her that, you know, you have to prove that you're not like other girls, it sounds simple, but most women can't show guys, you know, they're above average because they aren't, which she is. But, you know, a lot of times we get so caught up in the wrong things when we're dealing with men. So why hasn't he made you his girlfriend yet? Because I know it's a lot of you out there that's probably wondering the same thing. And honestly, I was that girl. I was dating a guy for a while, and, you know, we were just friends. And I was like, well, you know, I'm kind of dope. Why am I not his girlfriend? So I had to reevaluate and get some things together. And I figured, I came to the conclusion, because we haven't impressed him yet. You haven't impressed him yet. Trust me, because a real man goes after what he wants and he gets it. You're more into him than he is into you. And it's time to cut that out. You got to cut that out. He's not going to allow you to get snatched up by another guy if he's genuinely interested in you. You know, a lot of guys throw out the, I want to take it slow. You know, they throw that out for the mediocre girls because they want to string them along, but they also want the benefits, you know, that the girl can give them, like vagina, for instance. You know, company, you know, late night creeping. You know what I'm saying? You know, when the other girls, you know, that he really wants are not available, that's when he call you, you know, and tell you he want to take it slow. When he really been, he done called another girl about 30 times a day, done text her, she ain't respond. You done text him, he ain't responding to you. You know, it's just a circle of just nonsense. So when you're aiming for a man who's already winning and not, you know what? Let me just say this. Every man is not the same. Every man is not the same. Women have to understand that. There's really a lot of good men out there. And a lot of good men who are real men and who know who they are, and you know, and they want more than just vagina, you know, from a woman. They want a real relationship and a wife. They're not thirsty. You could be all that in a bag of chips, and they won't need you. So when you're aiming for a man who's already winning and not thirsty for pussy, you have to set your game up. Oh, I got a caller. Hold on. Let me talk to the caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the juice.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Welcome to the juice. How are you?
Great. Well, how are you all, guys?
Wonderful. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia, and my name is Gloria.
Welcome, Gloria. Thank you for calling in. What would you like to share with us today on the juice?
I was just calling in to listen to your show. This is my first time.
Wow,
so,
how did you hear about the juice?
From the late night girls.
Oh, yes, Marita. I forget her co-host's name, but she's a sweet girl, too. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Are
Jen
you enjoying
and Marita.
The show so far?
I am. Yes. But, yes,
good.
I just called to listen in, and but I am enjoying it so far.
Well, that is wonderful. I thank you so much for calling in. I'm excited to hear
okay.
from somebody other than myself.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Well,
yes,
thank you, Ms.
Yes.
Gloria, for tuning in. And you make sure you listen next Friday. I'm here every Friday at 7.
Okay, I surely will.
Thank
and,
you so much. You have a good night. Oh.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Thank you for calling in, Gloria. That was wonderful. She was all the way from Georgia. How lovely. I thought that she was good. What? Marita, I hung up. I'm scared now. Oh, my God. I hope you guys can still hear me. I was talking about my youngin that sorry Marita. I think I might need another tutorial, Marita, because I totally hung up on Gloria. I didn't know that I was supposed to put her on hold. I'm sorry. So I'm sorry, Gloria. Dang it. I'll get the hang of it. Sorry, back to the topic. Oh my God, I only have 15 minutes. I was telling her, you know, don't tell him you're different. Show him you're different. Stop thinking about what turns him on and worry about what engages him. A lot of girls know how to trap a penis, but they don't know how to interest a man. Men love when something different walks in the room. You know why men feel no pressure to give you a little title? Well, a title? Because you're a placeholder. And placeholders aren't going anywhere unless they are removed. So if you want a man to see you as a game changer, you have to constantly work on setting yourself apart. There's a thin line between faithfulness and foolishness. Don't be on the foolishness side of the game. Because let me tell you something. If you've been sleeping with a man for longer than, or seeing a man for at least 3 to 6 months, he should know where he wants you to be in his life, who he wants you to be to him in his life. That's just my opinion. I'm not a man, but I truly believe that. Sorry. You know, my best friend is a man. So, you know, and I have brothers. So I think I know what I'm talking about. Because let me tell you something. Nobody test drives a car for a month or sleeps in a new house for a year to make sure it's right. Stop being naive. Take it as a loss and just move on and just accept the fact that every man is not impressed by what you have to bring to the table. Okay? Please, guys, you got to know your worth. Don't let these men string you along just to use you and then drop you. And then next thing you know, homeboy got a new girlfriend. Now, the next topic I'm going to get into is, why would a guy waste his time having sex with a chick for years that he doesn't want to be in a relationship? Now, I put this on my Facebook page, and I got some responses. I wanted to read the responses. Anthony Bernard Ellison Jr., which is a good friend of mine, he responded, convenient pussy. Sorry for the, you know, rated R talk. Then he also says, can't assume men want relationships. If he gets all the benefits of a relationship from a woman without actually having to commit to one, can you blame him? Jason Guzman agrees with Anthony. Jermaine Salter says, because she's worth having sex with but not worth a relationship, and whatever reason that is, it's up for her to discover. Jason Guzman says, in some situations, men can lead a woman on just to keep the benefits until the woman finally calls it quits and moves on. But if the woman stays hoping for the best, you would just be prolonging the situation. Bianca Barnett says, because she allows it. So I asked, okay, so say he knows how she feels. You know, basically this chick wants a relationship with him. Why not just stop screwing her and find some new coochie? Oh, hi, Gloria. I'm going to place you on hold, okay? I hope Gloria knows I have her on hold. I hope I put her on hold. Okay, back to what I was saying. I was basically saying, why can't you just say, hey, I only want to screw you? So Anthony goes, well, as long as she keeps opening her legs, it's an invitation for him to continue to use her. Her actions do not need to add up to her emotions and thoughts. I'm sorry, guys. I'm struggling reading this. And that's all the comments for that. So my opinion on the question, which is, why would a guy waste his time having sex with a female for years that he doesn't want to be in a relationship with, is this right here. He's doing it because he can, and she allows it. And if you're that female that's with a guy that you know you want a title but you haven't received one yet, you gotta stand up for yourself. You gotta set the standard. You gotta say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I want a relationship. You don't. I have to remove myself from you. You seem to be like whatever. Because no matter what, you're never gonna be happy with that. You need to let that go so you can receive who it is that God has anointed to be your man, your husband, the one for you, your soulmate. You're never going to find them with the wrong one in the way. Stop giving up your goods to someone who doesn't even care. He doesn't care about you. Preserve it. Save it. Put it on ice for your husband. That's just my opinion. I'm not preaching to you. Now I got to move on to the reality rewind, which is my favorite segment of the night always. I got to start off by talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I want to talk about Phaedra and Apollo. Phaedra is, well, y'all already know that Apollo's going to jail for being fraudulent or whatever the case may be. Well, I guess the day he was supposed to, you know, turn himself in, Phaedra had the lock changed and everything, and the garage lock changed and all that jazz, and Apollo shows up, and he starts acting out. He kind of scared me a little bit, you know, and going crazy a little bit, and I'm glad that Phaedra wasn't by herself. Also, what stuck out to me about Apollo and Phaedra's situation was that Apollo said he went through Phaedra's phone and found out she was texting some man named Chocolate and sending him pictures and flirting and all this stuff. And he was saying that, oh, well, Phaedra was saying, I'll be off the plantation soon and all this stuff, basically saying so Apollo will be in jail and I'll be free. You know, I'm just really kind of shocked because Phaedra, you know, is a nice little southern girl, but also on the flip side, I'm not. Because a lot of women that, you know, portray themselves to be goody-goody two-shoes really be freaky deekies on the low-low, you know. That's just my opinion, you know. That's just, you know. Also, Apollo shared that information about Phaedra cheating with Mr. Chocolate, some African man, apparently, with Peter. And, you know, Peter is like one of the girls. So Peter went back and told Cynthia. And, of course, you know, Cynthia is going to tell the rest of the girls. So it's really going to be something. Next week, because they all confront Phaedra with it, and I see her, Kenya, going in on Phaedra, and I also see Phaedra getting up to go knock Kenya out. So I want to see what happened with that. Now, as far as Claudia and Portia are concerned, they can't seem to become cordial with one another, and I really wish that they could, but on the flip side, Claudia's kind of rubbing me the wrong way, especially with her commingling with Cordell, who was Portia's ex-husband. You know, I really wish that they could just ice the tension and be able to move on with their lives. They don't have to be friends, but at least they can just, you know, move on and do their thing. And, you know, it was so serious that they brought Ricky Smiley into it because, you know, they worked for him. It was just a whole big mess. Kenya gets on my last nerve. She needs to go sit down somewhere. Now, I done told her to go sit down now. Kenya thinks Roger Bob is her man, and that's not your man, Kenya. He ain't got to be at your beck and call. I don't even think he agreed yet to do anything with you. Y'all supposed to be sorting it out, baby. You're jumping the broom a little bit. You're jumping the gun, baby. You got to chill, okay? Candy and Todd are apparently not having sex. Candy, you know, she's the candy-coated nice, the freaky-deaky one. Why is she y'all not having sex, Candy? What is going on? She thinking that Todd is cheating on her, which I think he is too, because, I mean, why wouldn't you want to do Candy? You know, I don't understand. It's Candy go nice. Candy the freaky deaky one. You know, she got all the tricks up her sleeve. You know, she doing all the tricks. You know, she probably ain't got no gag reflex. None of that. You know, I don't understand, Todd. So I would be feeling like you were cheating as well. You know, and you're always in L.A. and I'm always in Atlanta. That we on two sides of, you know, the two different sides of the country. Like, what's going on here? So I really want to see what's going on with that, because in next week's episode, I see that she asked Todd, if you were marry me over again, would you? And he paused, and then she jerked back and was like, really? So it doesn't look like it's going too good for Candy and Todd, which is really sad because I liked them as a couple. You know, I thought they were good. And that's all I have for Real Housewives of Atlanta. I got to get into Empire because y'all know Empire is the ish, baby. Now, we know last week Jamal didn't disclose the fact that he was gay to the media, and that caused Miguel or Michael to leave him. I would have left his behind, too, though. You ain't going to be, I don't care if you're gay, straight, crooked, yellow, brown, purple. If I'm with you, you better claim me, okay? I get claimed, okay? You're not going to not claim me, okay, boo-boo? No, not going to happen today. Tomorrow and next week and next year is not looking good, or next lifetime. Bye. So Jamal messed up with that, and then some Raven Simone came in as Olivia, his ex-wife. We like, ex-wife, I thought you was gay, homie. What happened? What's going on? I thought you liked the pee-pee. I thought you liked the pee-pee. What happened? You know, so now they supposed to have a daughter together, which is adorable, by the way. She's absolutely gorgeous. Courtney Love, I love Courtney Love. I love her character, Elle Dallas. I love Elle Dallas' character. Anika Deron for spiking her drink. Anika needed to get punched in the face, but I think she already got punched, slapped, kicked, drop kicked when she ran in and caught Lucius and Cookie humping and grinding, bumping and grinding. What was happening was Lucius was knocking the cobwebs off of Cookie's furnace. You know what I'm saying? Because it was 17 years she was locked up. I don't think y'all remember. It was 17 years, 1 in the 7, 10 plus 7, honey, baby. 17 years.
You know, so he was knocking the dust off it for. He was, you know, putting a little oil around the hinges. You know what I mean? A little love in there. But you know what? I never doubted that, and I knew that point was coming because, first of all, they have history. Secondly, Cookie is everything as far as being a woman. You know, her character portrays everything that a man will. When she's loyal, she's beautiful, she's fiery, she's everything. She's business-minded, she's intelligent, compassionate, hardworking, a go-getter, determined, lethal in so many ways. Men love all that type of stuff. You know, she's angelic in some ways, too. You know, you got to be sensitive and rough a little bit. You got to put those things out at the right time, ladies. You know, you can't be rough all the time. You can't be sensitive all the time. You got to know when to kick the other things in. You know, kick it in the gear. So I have to be honest with you guys. I was very excited when Anika walked in on Lucius and Cookie. And I must say, I knew that that was going to happen when Cookie gave that impeccable, when I say impeccable, baby, impeccable speech. Okay? I love how she singled out all her children and made it about the great family legacy. And I absolutely loved the part when she was done. He said, "I love you, Cookie." As Boo Boo Kitty sat right next to him. Boo Boo shouldn't have tried to get on that plane. Boo Boo should have known that some humping and bumping was going to go on. You're going to just drive off in the car as Cookie and Lucia standing there talking. You just going to drive off? Nah, man. Nah, you don't leave, Boo Boo. You should have known that. You should have known what Cookie was going to do. And did y'all see Becky flirting with Malcolm DeVoe? Oh, he is fine. Becky, I understand, Becky, but I don't know Malcolm going for you, baby. I don't know. Wouldn't that be bugged out, though, if him and Becky got together? He was like, "Yeah, I love you, Becky. Your blonde hair and your biscuit cheeks, baby. Let me put some butter on them things, baby." Yeah. Malcolm DeVoe is fine, honey. Y'all seen Cookie flirt with Malcolm last week? She told him that she needed extra security at her apartment. Y'all remember that part? Yes. I bet you do need some security, or do you? Since you bumping and grinding on Lucius now, and I saw that next week, she's basically telling Lucius to get rid of Anika, Boo Boo Kitty, or she not getting no more of that nookie from her. So and it looks like they're like, you know, they're acting like they're in a relationship again, so I didn't see too much about Anika. But I did see how Anika told Lucius that she knew when she saw him having sex with Cookie. So I'm just excited about next week's episode. Seriously, Empire gives me a heart attack, a slight stroke, a bit of bipolarness, a little bit of schizophrenia, any other disease that you could think of that really messes with your mind and just causes you to act out uncontrollably. That's what Empire does to me. Seriously. Okay. I was getting into Scandal, but I only got like 2 minutes left. But I'm gonna just say this right here about Scandal. We're gonna talk about this again next week. I wanna know who in the hell is Steven. Okay, I get it. He was a gladiator before. But I'm gonna tell y'all something right now. It's something gonna go down with Olivia and Steven. That's his name, right? Steven. I think his name was Steven. If I'm wrong, y'all let me know. Either way, something going on with him and Olivia. Did y'all see how they look? Did y'all see that? And I love when she took the gun out the man's hand and just shot the guy and just started stomping him. I would have had to shoot both of his kneecaps off, his big toe, his pinky toe, a piece of his elbow. You know what I'm saying? A little something. I would have rubbed, put some dirt in his eye. I would have tortured that, but man, I would have tortured him. Nah, you ain't getting away. So Scandal's popping off, too, because you see how she just really dismissed Fitz. You know, Fitz was her everything. But I think what's happening is she's finally realizing that certain people aren't for her. The people that she would do so much for wouldn't do the same for her. And I understand that feeling, Libby, because I feel that same way about some people in my life that I had to eradicate. And if you're feeling that way too out there that's listening, you eradicate the unnecessaries. I'm telling you right now, it feels good. Drop the dead weight of the people that you go all overboard for, but it wouldn't even jump a puddle for you. Wouldn't even spit on you if you was on fire. Piss on you. Nothing. Call 911, the emergency. Give you a cup of water. Nothing. But you giving them a place, a shirt off your back, call the fire department, punch somebody in the face, done did a whole 17-year bitch. Look at me. I'm
I done went from Empire to Scandal to Scandal to Empire, literally, to my personal life. Listen, y'all, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next Friday, same time, same place. God is good all the time. Be good. Love you guys so very much. Hey, tell your friends about my show. Tell your friends to tune in to Miss Juicy Renee, The Juice, every Friday at 7, all right? Y'all got to spread the love, man. Y'all got to spread the love. Because I'm a novice in the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm a novice. I'm new to this. But I'm true to it, too. I'm true to it, too. I'm new to the girly girl. You know what I'm saying? And I love girly girl, what girly girl represents, because it represents uplifting women and just making things better for women. And, you know, if you was a woman, you understand what I'm talking about. We got it hard. Hard, baby. And I'm sorry, I didn't talk about any Black History month facts or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to give you a Black History fact. I'm Black and I'm proud. Baby.